Welcome to this Dorset Wildlife Trust podcast. I'm Kerry Stadham. The Dorset Wildlife Trust looks after over 40 nature reserves, as well as working to protect wildlife right across the county with the help of all the people who live here and care about the nature around them. Today we're focusing on the Upton Heath Nature Reserve, right on the edge of Poole. This is one of our jewel in the crown reserves and a very rare habitat with all six British native reptiles, some amazing bird life and a host of spiders and insects. It's a gorgeous sunny day and we've just left the Urban Wildlife Centre and I'm with Wardens Nikki Hoare and Andy Fell, and we are walking Upton Heath. And as we're walking, I will be asking them, what's so special about Upton Heath? What can we find here? If you'd both like to just tell us a little bit about yourselves and what you do with the Dorset Wildlife Trust.
I'm Nikki Hoare. I'm the communications officer, which means I do press releases, newsletters, just keep people informed about what we're doing. Tell the world, tell our members what's going on. There's so much going on here. And every week I get to work one day over here at the Urban Wildlife Centre. So I come out on the heath at lunchtime. And in the summer I'll be looking for Dartford warblers, but I'll find all kinds of other things too. And in the winter it's lovely again. It's just really wild. So even though it's right on top of all these houses and people living nearby, it has a really wild feel. And I love it.
Andy, tell us a little bit about yourself as well.
Okay, I'm Andy Fell. I'm the warden for Upton Heath, amongst other reserves. We manage all the East Dorset reserves for the Wildlife Trust. Upton Heath is the main reserve, really. It's 500 acres of lowland heath. Really fascinating mixture of dry heath, wet heath, scrub belts, acid grass and bare ground, just all sorts of different habitats. Of course, with all different habitats, you get all different species as well. Diversity of habitats leads to diversity of species.
So, question to both of you, why Upton Heath? Why is it so special to you and why is it so special to the area?
I find it really fascinating. You can look and think, there's nothing here. But actually, even if there, in fact, at the moment, you wouldn't say that because there's buzzards wheeling overhead and it's actually looking quite busy. But sometimes it looks dead, but it isn't. Down in the heather and the gorse, there's just so much, so many insects here, so many spiders.
Is there anything on Upton Heath that you can't find anywhere else? Is there something that people should keep an eye out for when they're out and about walking? Or
There's nothing you wouldn't find anywhere else, but it has a tremendous range of species that you only find on heathlands. For instance, you get six reptiles, the three lizards and the three snakes. You have Dartford warblers, stonechats, nightjars in the evening, 200 species of solitary bees and wasps. Most people just think of the wasp that stings you when it's trying to eat your jam, but we've got 200 species of bees and wasps which tend to be solitary and parasitic. So a bit of a grisly detail there, but quite fascinating really. Unfortunately, people and wildlife don't often go together, and wildlife does like a little bit of privacy. It's good to find little spots where you don't often find people. This spot here you can find all six reptiles that I was mentioning earlier. You have things like the grayling butterfly and the green hairstreak. You have green tiger beetles, a wonderful little beetle that shines out here. And you see that sort of really early on in the year, from April all the way till July.
What would you say are the top five wildlife things here for you? What are the best things you've ever seen, or what are the things you're still hoping to see?
The Dartford warblers and the nightjars. They're my absolute favourites. Nightjar's one of my two favourite birds. Funnily enough, buzzard and nightjar are my favourites. And it's just so eerie in the evening as it gets dark and you start to hear them singing, this weird mechanical sounding chirr. So that's fantastic. Dartford warblers, they're such brave little things, because although, you know, people can be a problem, dogs can be a problem, they'll be nesting so close to the paths and feeding their little families right next to the paths, and they just get on with it. You know, they're just doing their thing and they don't take any notice of you. And I find that incredible. And it's such a rare bird. And they're here. We're very, very lucky. And very beautiful too.
Have either of you had any close encounters with wildlife on Upton Heath that you thought you at the time you felt honoured and privileged to actually get so close to one of the wildlife here?
Well, I've got to echo Nikki, really. I mean, nightjars are wonderful things to see. And quite often, when you're out here doing some recording and monitoring, you'll get very close to the nightjar and suddenly it'll spring up out of the heather. And that's just magical, really. I think nightjar is... it's got to be one of the top species on here.
It's been great to have you with us today. If you'd like to find out more about the reserve or of any of our other reserves, visit our website at www.dorsetwildlifetrust.org.uk or contact us on 01 305 264 620. You can also find out about becoming a member of the Dorset Wildlife Trust and helping us to look after Dorset's fantastic wild places and all the places that you treasure most. And don't forget, you can keep up with us as well on our Facebook and Twitter if you just search for Dorset Wildlife Trust. Join us next time when we'll be exploring the Kingcombe Meadows Nature Reserves.